This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Third and 18, three receivers. Russell Gage, the third receiver. There's Pearsall for the first down.
What a dime from Brock Purdy on an absolute rope to Ricky Pearsall with the pocket closing around him from the outside. Just perfect timing, sets his feet.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
That's on KPIX. Guy and Tim, Purdy to Pearsall. Little ring to it, don't you think?
Really nice ring to it. When they go 7 yards, 14 yards, and on that one, third and 18. You got 21-21. And just kept those chains a-moving. Would have liked to see him get into the end zone, but,
of course,
you know, maybe next time. Last year, they were 14th in the red zone. The year before, number one. So, there's that. I mean, they weren't terrible last year, but you got to be better than that, especially if your kicker is not making all the kicks.
Just remember, best 6-11 team of all time.
That's right.
Not my words. Not my metric. But that was
Aaron Schatz.
That's right. Schatz. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. John Feliciano, with the team as an offensive lineman the last 2 years, joins us at 3:15, and he will be on video. He will be on YouTube. So get over to YouTube right now, youtube.com/957thegame. Watch the show. Look and see how handsome Dibs is. Feliciano joins us in about 12 minutes. And also this hour, we give you today's code word. See if you can win your fantasy draft at Splash next Tuesday night. Maybe I'm making something up here. I feel like people are very, very hesitant with regard to the idea of Ricky Pearsall being the dude. And I get it. He's only played a handful of football games in the NFL, and he had a very, very bumpy start to his career. The guy got shot, for crying out loud. But I don't know. What do you usually think of a round one wide receiver in year two? I'm like, dude, go time. Go time, especially when your other round one highly paid wide receiver is probably going to miss half of the season. Like, this is completely Ricky's year. So there's some sort of just standby opinion that I keep hearing, which is that because of what last year looked like, Juwan Jennings is your number one. And someone called earlier and was like, you guys are coming down Juwan's road. Not even a little bit. I love the player. I love Juwan Jennings, everything he stands for. I think he's fantastic and a very key member of this offense. But he's not your one. He's not your one. He's not supposed to be. Your round one is supposed to be your one.
In a normal offense, yes. But I don't want to get into positions and who's number what and who's number wherever, but I think that Kittle is still, when you need third and five, it's going to be Kittle.
I'm talking wide receivers.
I'm talking wide receivers. So for me, this conversation when it comes to the Shanahan offense is a little bit misplaced just because you're one, for example, I'm looking at his draft class, and Malik Nabers for the Giants, he's their one.
Right.
He had 109 catches, and that's what they did in their offense, and their offense wasn't very good. Their team wasn't very good, and you go all the way through the draft and all those guys who were taken ahead of him, they are the one on that team because the team doesn't have a lot of other options. So is it Pearsall? Is it Jennings? My answer is yes. And I think about 2 years ago, the target distribution among McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle, and it was damn near dead even. And I do think that when it comes to the Shanahan offense, that's what he wants. So is Ricky Pearsall going to lead the receiving core in catches and yards? You already said 1,000 yards. And, you know, I think you're probably going to be right. If he's healthy, that is 60 yards a game. He can get 60 yards a game. He's going to get a lot of chances. But I also believe that Shanahan's going to want to have a lot of Jennings, a lot of Ayuk when he's healthy, sure, a ton of Kittle, McCaffrey out of the backfield, and all the rest of it.
No, no doubt about that. It'll get spread out. I'm not saying that he's going for 1,500 yards, but I love that you brought up neighbors. You want me to read? Like, again, just go through this exercise so that you can get a feel for who we're talking about here, okay? These are the wide receivers last year that went ahead of Ricky in the draft, okay? Just wide receivers. The first one off of the board was the fourth pick in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr. Then you mentioned neighbors. He was the sixth pick. Roma Dunze in Chicago went ninth. And then there was a run away from the wide receiver position until the 23rd pick, Brian Thomas Jr., who is an absolute stud in Jacksonville. After that, you get Xavier Worthy in Kansas City and Ricky. That's his first-round class. Yes, there was another first-rounder with the last pick in the first by Carolina, and that was Xavier Leggett. And he had an interesting rookie year. He did some nice things. These are the guys we're talking about here. This is not just some dude. And I don't care that some draft nick was like, oh, yeah, he probably should have been a second rounder. Probably maybe about 10 picks later right. Is probably what, like, shut up. Whatever. This is a very uber talented wide receiver who also appears to have chemistry with his quarterback and seems to be a nice fit in the offense. We know the story. He got shot. There's been a couple of hamstring things in the offseason. But once he played football last year, he played and stayed. And once he got back off the PUP list in this camp, he has played and stayed. So fingers crossed. But I don't know. Like I feel like this guy was picked to be this guy, not to be Jawan Jennings' other guy when he's not open.
Right, and that's why Brandon Ayuk was picked when he was a rookie, and he has, I think, the second highest rookie receiving yardage total in franchise history. Jerry Rice, don't know if you've heard of him.
Heard of him.
No rookie for the Niners has ever had a 1,000-yard receiving season. Even Jerry was just short of 1,000, but you took Brandon for that same reason. You took him so he could come in and be a real weapon, a real threat in that rookie year, and he was, and I think Ricky would have had a much bigger year if it wasn't for the fact that he got shot, and you know he had to fight his way back from that, and you know still 31 catches and 3 touchdowns, and most of that came in like 4 games at the tail end of the year where he had, you know, the last 3 or 4 games, he was great. So I do think that people are, the one concern is him staying healthy, because 2 camps in a row, he's had those little nagging injuries. I think that's where the majority of the doubt lies.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess that's fair. But then again, I'd like to find the name of the 49er player that when you encompass an entire season and 2 camps around it, who didn't get hurt? Who didn't? I mean, like, I don't know, man. For me, it's always, I want to see a guy consistently play a week in and week out stretch in the NFL and show that you can make your way through that. And he did that. I understand that he wasn't being very relied upon. He wasn't at a full complement of snaps. So maybe that helped. But once Ricky got going in the NFL season last year, after coming back from being shot, which still, I still can't say that without you going, good Lord.
Right.
Right. But he played, he stayed. He did not like the rigors of the hits that you take through those games. His body was able to handle it. I find that to be a very, very good sign.
Absolutely. And you look around the other parts of that draft, including just after him, Ladd McConkey.
Yep.
82 catches and 7 touchdowns.
Keon Coleman was the first pick of the second round, and he's expected to be Buffalo's one this year.
He only had 29 catches last year and in 13 games because they had other options, other weapons. But, you know, you had a lot of guys who, as you were mentioning, you get drafted, you're the one, you have a big year. The only caveat to me is a lot of those teams are the bad teams. You mentioned Xavier Leggett, and Carolina's not very good. And Malik Nabers and the Giants, they're not very good. So a lot of the rookies that did go out there and pop and have big years as receivers, you know, Brian Thomas, Jacksonville, weren't very good. Yeah. Yeah. So Ricky's going to suffer a little bit from, I think the Niners are going to be better than those teams, and the Niners have other weapons, and they also don't throw it as much as other teams.
Yeah, they run the ball more. Although Xavier Worthy, again, you know, maybe this mimics it a little bit. He goes to a really, really good team, and he did not sparkle with numbers, and I think this is kind of what you're getting at. They have a tight end that they throw to a lot. They have some other receivers. They do this, that, the other. Xavier feels a little bit more like a, I don't want to call him a gadget player, but he's a certain type of receiver. But they welcomed him right in, and they used him to their advantage very quickly, and he popped and showed. And I'm more bringing up those names so that everybody listening to us, at least in my opinion, you can get a sense of the talent level that we're talking about. That's the other thing about Ricky. You look at him, and you're just like, he doesn't look like Malik Nabers. He's not that kind of a physical presence. So maybe you look at him, and you're just like, oh, yeah, you know, a nice slot receiver there, make a play here or there. Those are the names that Ricky was drafted with. And I think that they are all, from a raw talent perspective, you're talking about a wonderful group that came out of the first 40 picks of the draft last year.
Yeah, and I do think that's part of the hesitation is he doesn't have the Xavier Worthy speed, and he doesn't have Brian Thomas's 6'2", yep, 215 frame. Ricky is, he's not big, he's not the fastest, he's just really precise at his route running, and he's a professional-grade receiver. But when you look at Xavier Worthy, it's like, oh my goodness, he's so fast. And Ricky Pearsall's just solid.
John Feliciano is about to join us. He's been with the team the last 2 years as an offensive lineman. 95.7 The Game and Splash are giving you a chance to host your fantasy draft in a private room for you and up to 14 guests. Hook you up with loaded draft day food stations, a dedicated server, complimentary Wi-Fi. This is all next Tuesday night, August 26th. Plus, we're doing our show there, and yes, we will stop by and throw popcorn at you. So please keep listening, because within the next 15 to 20 minutes, we will give you today's code word. You'll text it to 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win. You can text in once a day all week long with that day's word. Thank you, Splash, for the awesome prize. We're sponsored by Cars for Kid, Cars with a K. And John Feliciano joins us next on Willard and Dip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
They're going to run behind him, and in for the touchdown is Jeff Wilson, signed on Sunday, the former 49er back again.
And it is good to have the body rocker back in Jeff Wilson.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It was good to see Jeff Wilson get into the end zone. Always the guys we get comfortable with seeing in 49er uniforms. Good to see them out there. And then, hey, Dibs, good to connect with them on our show as well, which we're going to do right now on the River Islands guest line. He was with the 49ers as an offensive lineman for the last couple seasons, and he doesn't just join us on the radio show, but we can see him on YouTube as well if you guys want to hop over there and take a look at none other than John Feliciano, who joins us now on 95.7 The Game. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Doing yeah, what are you up to, man? What's cooking?
Just got home a little bit ago. I've been trying to get my farm going. I got a little farm out in Knoxville. Currently making a enclosed garden, so I've been getting my ass kicked out here. So, can I curse?
Our YouTube audience will love it if you do, though.
Yeah, it's real hot out here in Knoxville, dude. So I've been getting baked in the sun. So it's been a fun few weeks here.
Yeah, fun for us out here as we all start to get ramped up for another NFL season. 49ers have some questions on the O-line we'll get to in a minute. But first, can we just look at last year? What happened to the squad to go from the Super Bowl to have a kind of a disappointing 6-11 year?
Yeah, man, I think just, you know, injuries obviously played a big role in that. And I obviously see a lot of stuff online and I tell you, it's not the stretching. I think it's just, you know, that team has been deep in the playoffs for, you know, many years. And it's kind of, you know, I think last year was kind of like finally the dam broke and everyone was getting hurt.
You know what? I'd love to dig into that a little bit there, John. When you say I see a lot of stuff online, what do you see people say about last year's 49ers that you think is inaccurate?
Well, I was just touching on that new stuff that they're saying that we have a sucky strength coach and whatever. But you know, DP, he does a great job out there. One of the best I've been around, and no one. At least not anywhere else I've been, prioritizes player health and you know, is really on their business like DP out there.
So, John, do I take from all of that you feel like last year was sort of circumstantial in some sort of a way, and you like the Niners' chances to bounce back this year? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that how you feel?
I think they're going to – I mean, they're in a great position to win the division. I mean, obviously you got to go out there and do it. But, man, you think about everyone coming back. Trent's going to come back and be Trent like he always is. Christian's looking great. I'm like super excited for Christian to go out and play. As soon as – you know, Christian loves he's uber competitive, and I know all the doubt that people are having. I know he's not constantly on Instagram or Twitter, but you definitely feel that a little bit. And I can't wait to see what he does, because he'll probably have another year like he had in 23.
Yeah, didn't play a ton last year, so he should be a little bit fresher. When you look back at last year and their inability to establish the run like they normally do, where would you pinpoint that as the reason beyond just not having CMC?
Banks was hurt. You know, he was dealing with some things all camp and all season. We lost Trent. I was out. Pooney was a rookie. He played very well as a rookie. But you know, offensive line is a collective thing, and sometimes where you don't have the reps with a guy, you know, things might look a little weird. I think this year I'm excited to watch what they do this year.
John Feliciano is joining us on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game on YouTube as well. John, of course, an offensive lineman with the team the last couple of years. John, I'm sure you hear this also. A lot of people will point to, and some of it was most of it was out of the 49ers' control, a lot of family things going on, but then some of it was all of the contract drama. To what level did last year's off season affect the season?
Yeah, I mean, contracting, that's a crappy situation. Obviously, you're behind your players and you want them to get all the money they can get. But usually it does affect people's playing, but I've never seen someone miss all training camp and come week one and ball out like Trent did. But probably, injuries played a factor. That probably, you know, missing training camp or not getting the same kind of reps that he gets to have, that probably hurt him a little bit. It's not as big as a distraction as you would think. But obviously you would like to have all your guys there.
Less of a distraction, and perhaps it's more about the cohesiveness that you talked about. Is that the biggest reason to have, especially the offensive line, all in camp so you can start to get to know exactly how each other are going to play at all times?
Yes, if it makes more of a deal if it's a new line. Trent and Aaron played next to each other for, I guess, three or four years, whatever it was. So they're fine. But if you're coming into a new team and you don't get to have those reps, that will really mess with you.
Niners offensive lineman the last couple of years, John Feliciano, is with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. John, you played for four teams in your career. How did you like playing for Kyle Shanahan? How would you describe that?
Oh, I loved it, man. I would say he has the longest meetings I've ever been around. and it took me a second to get used to that. The first time I was like, Jesus, dude. You put your ego aside. You're like, oh, crap. He's actually spewing knowledge right now. And even though it might be a little lengthy, it's usually you learn a lot. So I love my 2 years there, and I love getting to know Kyle and all the guys and the coaches. Chris Furster is one of the kind of guy. I love being in that room with him every day.
And as an offensive lineman, you know, we hear a lot about the intricacies of the Shanahan offense. Is it more difficult to be an offensive lineman in that system?
It's very different. It definitely took me a little bit to get used to. From my past teams, we did a lot of pin and pull kind of things, or or smash mouth duo and you know, double teams. And when I got over to San Francisco, the way we were doing things, I was just like, it was so foreign to me. And then it probably clicked probably the last, you know, week or two of training camp. And I was like, oh crap, like you can get so much movement by just running in this offense. And now I'm out here training guys in Knoxville, and I'm like, dude, just run off the ball. Just get like, I've totally flipped the way I think of offensive line play now. And it's been, I love going back to some of my other guys and talk about the way they do things. And it's just like watching people's heads spin. Like, it's very different. And you can see kind of the rest of the league is kind of switching to some of that Kyle Shanahan offense kind of things. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of disciples. Obviously, you know, the Packers run that. The Lions run, they're a little bit more physical in their way they do it. You know, the Dolphins, there's a lot of the NFL is moving towards that kind of offense.
Nice pivot. You're getting used to using the word crap, John. That's good. we like that. Hey, but speaking of
Only two beats so far.
Yeah, we're good.
Be no more.
We're good. We set the over under at 3.5. We're fine for the moment. But no, I like when you talk about Kyle Shanahan and that offensive line. I don't even know if you know this. There was a lot of focus from the fan base about this year's offensive line, and I think people were thinking that in the draft, especially, the Niners would do more to bolster that offensive line. And now Kyle is dealing a little bit with a perception that maybe he doesn't value enough the idea of really focusing on that offensive line. Do you buy that concept?
No. I mean, Kyle understands the offensive line more than a lot of the coaches I've been around. I think they really believed in Bartsch. I believe in Bartsch as well. Unfortunately, he's been, you know, banged up here recently. Zakel, they have Zakel as a good backup interior guy. And I mean, Pooney, you can see Pooney took off last year. They obviously know when to pick guys. Pooney is he's going to be a very, very good player for a very long time. I know Colton gets killed a lot, but Colton's, I believe, a really good right tackle. And Jake is obviously I saw the stuff on Twitter of, oh, put John in center, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I'd much rather play guard in this system. I will play center if I have to, if Jake gets hurt. But I'm not trying to deal with all those moving parts and making the call every play. That's very stressful, and I enjoyed my time playing guard for that team.
Trent Williams, 37 years old. I don't know how many more years he can do it, but how is he at this advanced age still able to get out there? And, you know, you were talking about it. The movement needed in this offensive scheme is such that everyone's got to move. How is Trent able to still do it at this age?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That dude is still so dang fast. Like, I remember, so I was obviously hurt when he came back, but I was in the training room, or not the training room, I was in the weight room getting some conditioning in. And I remember looking over my shoulder, and it's Trent. And I was like, oh, crap. Well, first off, you look good. Like, well, you obviously been doing stuff. But, you know, we had a little conversation, and I've been using some of the things he told me to stay in shape and stay ready just in case something happens. But he is a Hall of Fame player. I know I'm guessing he'll probably play till he's 40. I think he wants to be the first offensive lineman to do that. I think he plays until he doesn't want to play anymore.
John Feliciano is with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. You sort of touched on it there, John. Are you retired, or are you maybe not retired?
I'm retired for about 27, 28 teams.
Oh,
there's a handful of teams that I would love to come back to. Really, San Francisco is definitely number one. So when I decided to retire back in February, it was just I think it was just an emotional response to just the year I had last year. It was really hard to sit out the whole year. You kind of feel just worthless going into work every day and just trying your hardest to get back. And then, you know, your team's losing. They can obviously use you at the point where it was like the – I think it was right before the Bills game. It was like they had to make the decision if they're going to move me up or down. And, I mean, Kyle, John, and Firster, they're top-notch dudes, and they supported me every step that I had to take last year, and I would love nothing more than to make it up to them and come back and help it out.
So what have they told you? Have they told you to stay, keep your phone on?
You know, I don't know. I'll let my agents handle that. I've talked to Firster here and there randomly throughout, just because, you know, we got a great relationship. And to be honest, I just love messing with them. So I would call them just to talk crap and then hang up just to get them. And I love getting Fur, like, angry, like to the part where he's not super angry, but like tiptoeing and then kind of get out of Dodge. but, you know, things happen throughout the season. People get hurt. And I'll be ready just in case.
I love it. Gardening and working out is sounds like the plan for John Feliciano right now.
Dude. 80-pound cement bags are terrible. I've been having to move so many of those.
But they keep you in shape, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's kind of the old school workout. Hey, John, the talk today has been about the kicker, Jake Moody, who went 5 of 6. He's been much maligned in his short time with the 49ers. Is the kicker really that part of the team, or is the kicker and the punter, are they kind of off to the side when you get in the locker room?
No. They're part of the team. Jake's a good dude, man. I wish the best for him. Obviously, he had some struggles, and I think we're going to be past that. You know, it's all a mental thing with kicking. He has the leg. He has the power, the accuracy. So I'm all behind him, wishing him the best.
John, I want to ask you about Brock Purdy and what your impressions were of playing alongside him and how you would put into words the misconceptions about him, if there are any.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I signed with San Francisco, I didn't know much about him. I knew that he was going to be the starter. I knew he played well down the stretch, but you know, when I'm watching film, when I was on the Giants, when I was watching the film, we played likewise teams. I'm not watching any throws. I'm watching O-line versus D-line stuff. And it wasn't until whenever he got in during camp, probably, you know, later in camp, I was like, oh, this guy's a dog. And, you know, having the season he had last year and the year before, my 2 years I was with him, it's kind of like reminiscent of me being with Josh's, you know, second, third, and fourth year, Josh Allen. Obviously, they're two different type of players, where Josh is 6'6", 6'5", 2, whatever, big boy, and can run and throw balls, like, through a wall. Brock got his wheels as well, as I think he showed off last year a lot. But Brock's ability to... First off, it was hard to get to know Brock my first year there because this dude's head was always down in a playbook. So, like, I would have to mess with him, like, hey, buddy, like, look up. Like, he's just constantly looking down, studying, reading the scripts. Brock's going to be a really good player for a very long time. I have him top 5 to 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, if he can continue to be that, then this team can go places. One more about Brock. The story goes that he bought the old lineman Toyotas. Were you in on the Toyota giveaway?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you get?
I was surprised. But yeah, he called me. He was like, "Hey," because at this point I wasn't in the building. And he was like, "Hey, we got you a Christmas present." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then, you know, it's a freaking nice truck. I'll tell you that, man. It's great.
Is it helping you?
I tried to get Brock to get me the new. There's a new truck. I posted on my Instagram. Hey, I'll come back, Brock, if you give me this one.
Okay. So,
no word on that one yet.
No
we'll
word.
See what happens.
Are you using the one you got now for putting the farm together?
Every day. Dang near every day.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
John Feliciano is with us on 95.7 The Game. Hey, what's this podcast that we keep hearing about that you got coming out?
Yeah, I just dropped it. We just dropped a little thing on my Instagram. It's called Not Our Fault Podcast. It's me and my buddy Jamil Douglas. We actually roomed together at IMG before the combine, and we ended up playing together in Buffalo for a little bit, and then a little bit on the Giants as well. He's one of my best friends, and yeah, we're gonna go over O-line play. We're gonna focus on the Niners, Bills, and I think the Patriots as well. Those would be like our top three teams. We'll obviously go over, you know, the Eagles O-line or some of the better O-linemen. But we're just going to teach these people what O-line play really is. And when a quarterback misses a read on a scat and he gets whatever Richardson's finger broke or whatever it is, and they try to blame the offensive line, it wasn't our fault. You know what I'm saying? It's scat protection.
Not our fault. I love it.
Doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That phrase comes up in my house all the time. Not my fault. So I get it. All right, John, like three real quick hitters. First of all, our YouTube audience, I'm seeing a lot of people say you look like a burly Clay Thompson. Have you ever gotten that before?
When I wasn't playing for Oakland, it was nonstop, yeah.
Really? So, uh-huh. You've heard this before.
Yeah, I had a fade back then, so I looked a little bit more like him. Actually, it's funny. My rookie year, when they still had the rookie symposium, we went out there and we had to do like a community service thing, and all the kids were like, "Are you Clay Thompson's brother?" I was like, "Yeah." And I ended up FaceTiming one of my buddies, and he pretended like he was Clay. I put his name in my phone as Clay, and like he was talking to the kids like he was Clay Thompson.
I love it. By the way, speaking of the kids, I want to let you tell everybody real quick. I guess what 5 years running now, you're doing some things with the students at your alma mater in Florida.
Yeah, we had our back-to-school backpack giveaway. We gave away almost 500 book bags to needy kids in the area.
Love it, man. Yeah. Love it. And then the last of my three quick hitters is, dude, you've been a ton of fun to talk to, and I want to know if you'd be interested in doing this again.
You know, I got nothing but free time, you know. So.
Well,
yeah, I'll be around.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, we're gonna hold you to that statement then. Hey, John, really fun to get to talk to you, and who knows, man, maybe you end up back on the Niners this year. But good luck with the pod, and we'll hope to talk to you again real soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, boys.
Right on, John. Thank you.
It is. Yeah. John Feliciano.
Doing that garden.
Yeah. Just got his Toyota truck, and he's doing the darn thing.
80-pound bags of cement. Yeah, that's going to be no from me, dog.
That's going to be a task rabbit for me, dog.
Totally.
But not for John Feliciano. So, okay, we'll react to that in a second. We've been telling you that today's code word, for those of you that want to win the fantasy draft at Splash next Tuesday night, it is coming up immediately, coming up next. So stay right where you are, and then we'll react to that because there was a lot of meat on that bone. 888-957-9570 is the number, and this is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop, moments away? The code word. And we'll tell you what's going on at Splash next Tuesday night. Hopefully you'll be there if you win your way in. You, all your friends, a bunch of food, a couple of weird radio hosts who will just be, I don't know, annoying all of you, heckling you, all of it, all of it. And as we talk that out with John Feliciano as well on 95.7 The Game, it's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. By the way, we're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. What'd you think of John Feliciano on Willie and Dibby?
Potty mouth, first and foremost.
Seriously.
That's why you got to go to YouTube and see it for yourself, because then you get to hear everything. But you know, he'll settle into it if we have him on again. And
maybe, maybe not.
I thought that his commentary about the Shanahan offense and just exactly how important it is to have continuity in your blockers and just what the Shanahan offense does to confuse other teams. And that's why he really kind of enjoyed being a part of this offense, because you got guys' heads spinning all around.
Burley Clay, that's his new name, John Feliciano or Burley Clay.
Yeah, a little bit of Burley Clay in there.
Yeah, a little Burley Clay.
Got that sort of look when you see him on YouTube, and you just, I don't know, we didn't see him up close and personal in the room, but the man fills up a window on YouTube
now.
He
sure does, yeah, yeah. You could maybe move that phone to, you know, vertical, horizontal, and figure it out, but he fills it up. He's out there on the farm. All right, more on all of that in just a second, but here we go, okay? 95.7 The Game and Splash, the wonderful sports bar experience right next to Chase Center, are giving you a chance to host your fantasy draft and your party in a private room for you and up to 14 guests. Plus, they're going to hook you up with loaded draft day food stations, a dedicated server, complimentary Wi-Fi, so that your draft party rocks and rolls. It's all happening next Tuesday, August 26th, as an added, air quotes, bonus. your favorite radio hosts, Willie and Dibby, are going to be doing the show there and therefore coming over to bug you, hang with you, yell at you to take Isaiah Pacheco in the fifth round or whatever.
Right.
Okay? That's all going to happen next Tuesday night. And all you need to win is to text the keyword to 20357. Okay? Get that in your phone, 20357. And today's keyword is splash. Text the word splash to 20357, and you will immediately be entered into the contest. We will have a different keyword every day this week. So four more keywords coming up, and you can enter once per day. Good luck to each and every one of you. Thank you, Splash, for this awesome prize. Again, the keyword is splash to 20357. We're going to have a good time next Tuesday night.
I cannot wait.
We're going to have a good time.
Just to be at Splash is always fun. Yep. To do a live show and then to see somebody else draft kind of gets the juices flowing. I know you had your first of five drafts that you're going
to
do.
We might be up to five. It's at least five. I don't know where it's going to end up.
Yeah, you never know.
Like, whatever. But yeah.
But you go through that first draft, yeah. And even though this is a super flex where you got two quarterbacks and two of about everything, It's still a draft. And so, you know, you get the blood pumping and the picks start happening. Who'd you take in the first round and where'd you have it?
I had the fourth pick and I went with, well, actually, what would you have done? Super flex.
Right.
So the quarterbacks go fast. Pick number one. I actually can't even remember. I think Lamar, number one. Josh Allen, number two. Jaden Daniels, number three. Dibs, what would you do?
Man, if I'm in that spot and you can't get any of those three,
number four,
I probably would pivot to a running back or a receiver.
Oh!
Knowing that you need two quarterbacks, right?
And you need two quarterbacks.
I don't know who else.
And remember, I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but this league does a one-keeper system. Anybody from the previous year that you picked sixth round or later, you can have them. So I already had Bucky Irving in the 14th round. Okay, so I already had what I consider an RB1. I already had that in the hip pocket. So hot shot, what would you do?
Well, considering the quarterback is so important in that league, I think that you went and took Joe Burrow.
With the fourth pick.
Well, Jalen Hurts is tempting, but the problem is they don't really throw the ball that much. Or at least they didn't last year.
Right, right.
He runs it a bunch. They don't throw it a ton. At least they didn't last year, so honestly, if I was in your spot, I probably would have pivoted and taken my favorite receiver, which take Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase?
Yep.
Yeah. So, my team name is Juju with Roosters. I'll explain that some other day. But Juju with Roosters with the fourth pick in the Cockamamie Superflex draft. Juju with Roosters selects Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, okay.
Cincinnati Bengals.
There you go. I had Joe it right Burrow. The first time.
Yeah, Joe Burrow is where I went. Jamar Chase went fifth. Jalen Hurts went sixth. So you had the right names that people were considering. I've had a lot of luck in that league making sure that if you get a chance to get an elite QB, you do it. You do it. And I consider Joe the perfect fantasy quarterback, which is we good on offense and we suck on defense.
Right.
So we keep playing offense for 4.5 quarters. Perfect. Perfect. Fantasy quarterbacks. I was thrilled to get Joseph on the team.
Yeah, he threw for almost 5,000 yards last year, and you would think that Cincinnati is going to be in the same spot again where, you know, you're in a tough division where you're going to be behind a lot of teams and you're going to have to throw it.
Exactly, so, right. So yep. That's the way it played out. But anyway, you're right. It was fun to just kind of wet the whistle and stare at the boards and see what other people are thinking and watch people make weird selections. Christian McCaffrey in this particular draft went 17th overall for Christian, which is pretty high considering all those QBs that kind of go ahead of him. But anyway, it was fun to get those trends. I will have yet another one under the belt this weekend that's a more standard league prior to next Tuesday night at Splash. So get ready because your boy's going to start walking around Splash like he knows fantasy football. I'm going to act like an expert. Not from the perspective of my opinion, but just what are people doing? Well, that's why I loved it. That's the fun part about having a bunch of drafts is you start to get the trends and figure out kind of what people are thinking. And then there's always a weirdo who does something different than what you thought, but
right.
You kind of get the idea.
Yeah, like the caller, we did our draft, our Willie and Dibby first round only just for fun draft, and Ricky Pearsall went number four, which was a bit of a surprise.
Which is a bummer because I wanted him. But yeah, Ricky went rather high in that draft. I don't think that'll happen in the real ones. But anyway, very much like next Tuesday night has absolutely everything that you could possibly want in an evening from our perspective. We get to go do the show out on the town, which we love. We love Splash. Try the nachos. That's always my phrase for Splash. We get to see a few listeners out there. We get to talk fantasy football. We get to break some bread. That's going to be a very, very fun night next Tuesday. So we'll keep dropping the keywords throughout the remainder of the show. Each of the 5 days this week, again, today's word is splash, and you can text it to 20357. So we'll see somebody next Tuesday.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, by the way, if you're on a business trip in Austin, Texas, and you leave next Monday, you can text us, but why? Like, just that's all. Think about what we're doing a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If you're going to win, you're going to want to win and show up and cash in.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
If you have a draft that's made up of 12 other people and they're all in New York, I don't know. Do you want to go sit in Splash private room by yourself?
Right.
Maybe.
You could do that.
All the food for you.
Yeah, doesn't sound as much fun.
But if you got some people and you think you can get a hefty amount of them to get in on this 8 days from now, then rock and roll. Let's ride, rock out with your Brock out, and let's see you next Tuesday night. So that's going to be a whole ton of fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Feliciano. Very revealing on a number of fronts. I know what people are going to say. Ah, he was just on the team, and he's trying to be on the team again. But yet another player that seems to line up and kind of debunk a lot of what people have to say about this kind of 49er group on offense. He thinks that, in fact, what Kyle Shanahan's system does with its offensive line is all the rage. And you're starting to see more and more teams pick it up and then put their own sort of spin on it all around the league. And he mentioned a lot of the other good teams in the NFC, Packers, Lions, etc., who are using forms of what Shanahan does.
Yeah, and what he does primarily that other teams are copying is the pre-snap motion. And I was looking at the Aaron Schatz almanac and the preview, the free chapter that he gave out at FTN Fantasy/almanac, and he was running down all these fun advanced stats that I love, one of which was the Niners use motion on 70% of their snaps. But that's not even tops in the NFL anymore. I think they had him at third, but 70% of all plays involve ghost motion or jet motion or all kinds of different motions, and I think that's partly what John was talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, my gosh, glowing things to say about Brock Purdy for anybody who cares. That kind of, my eyebrows almost shot through my hat when because he was there in Buffalo when Josh Allen was just getting his feet wet. And he qualified what he said. He's like, no, they're completely different players. Josh can throw a ball through a wall. So not the same type of player at all. Nobody thinks that. Josh is clearly one of the top two or three guys in the league. I get that. But he was like, man, I didn't know what to think of Brock. And we hear this from the guys who come through there. They're like, that guy is one hell of a player. And he said, I think he is between, you know, fifth and tenth in the league, and that's somebody who has played a long time in the league and played with four different teams, and so a lot of different systems and a lot of different quarterbacks. It's pretty high praise.
Very high praise, and not just because Brock bought him a Toyota for Christmas, a truck that he still uses.
But maybe.
Didn't hurt.
Maybe he's just trying to get another truck.
Right, and maybe he's just trying to get back in that huddle, because he did also say that he retired, but it was an emotional retirement where he was so frustrated that he couldn't make it back. He just decided to hang it up, but they're not totally hung up and put away. So, you know, John's going to stay fit, and he's right. Linemen, everybody, football players, they do get hurt. But it was interesting that he said there's only two or three teams that he would come back to, and this being one of them.
This being the main one,
right.
It sounded like. I mean, not only did he outwardly say that, but this podcast that he's launching, which a couple other Not My Fault guys, a couple other ex-offensive linemen, and they're focusing in on specific teams and kind of taking that to the weekly reaction, and John's is the 49ers. That is going to be his area of expertise. And yes, he may end up back on the team this year.
And I think the Patriots and the Bills were the other ones,
yes,
too.
Yes, correct.
So maybe those are the three teams that he actually would eyeball as a potential return spot. I know Buffalo would be one. He played there already. So, you know, be interesting to see as the season goes on. Hopefully we can keep tabs with him and see how he's doing.
Well, he's not doing anything.
That's what he said.
So I'm sitting out here. I got a truck. I got a bag of cement. I got a farm and a phone. That's what I'm doing. So, you know, give me a buzz. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.